Oh, man. I gotta go that fucking water. We gotta get ready to go. Gotta get your fucking shit straight before these podcasts. 5 minutes, a long fucking time. This is Chris Johnson. And I realized as I started doing this that I talk a lot about this girl I went out with recently, and I think, motherfucker, you might have some problems. Because she's not talking to you anymore. She might someday, goddammit. She might someday. We'll break through again, huh? She said you were a good guy. Come on. And I go back over, like, what the fuck happened? Did I do anything bizarre on any of these days that fuck shit up? I often do fuck shit up. I get really anxious and neurotic, and I think, I gotta do this. Ah! And I just fucking say shit sometimes. She told me one day, she's like, you know what? You're really blunt. You just kind of say whatever the fuck you're thinking. And I said, yeah, you goddamn right. And then I thought about that a little afterwards, like, shit. Maybe I shouldn't have been so proud of that. Like, what did I say? Like, I got a really good memory. Did I say something fucked up? Maybe it wasn't what I said. Maybe it's something a little bit different. I'll tell you a little story. The inside, you drive around, right? I got a black car. You ever drive around? You got, like, dust on your dashboard. What the fuck is that? Like, I don't understand dust anyway. Like, where the fuck does dust come from? It's a never-ending battle, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And I got a fucking dust. I don't dust much in my house. I try. I'm never fucking home. In my car, I'm going to fucking dust in my car. Fuck that. But you know what I do? Sometimes I just leave little notes to myself in the dust. I was at a stoplight one day. I looked at the dash right above the radio. And I just, like, drew a line. It's like, oh, look at that shit. I can write something in there. So I wrote penis. I just wrote penis out at a stoplight. I looked at it. Thought it was hilarious. Nah, penis. Yeah. Nice job, buddy. I talked myself up a little bit. Good job. And then I just went to wherever the fuck I was going. And the crazy thing is I wouldn't see it every day, right? So I start leaving for work at like 4:30 in the morning. I don't see the penis then. I'll see it like when I leave work on the way home, or maybe when I'm going to the office job in the afternoon. I'll get into the car, pissed, fuck, don't want to go anywhere. Start driving. I get to a stop sign. I look down. I see penis. Nah. I say to myself, dude, you wrote penis? You rascal. I guess what you're maybe finding out is I'm easily fucking amused. But it's awesome. It's like a little fucking surprise party. Every single time. I forget. I always forget it's there. And anytime I walk into the car and I see it, I laugh like it's the first fucking time. I forgot it was there. We were going out somewhere. And at this point, like I talk the way I fucking talk around her, and she doesn't give a shit about that. But she's never seen, you know, the word penis just like pop up anywhere, right? I can say fuck. I bitch about stuff. She knows my fucking hatreds and my anxieties and all that shit. She's, you know, you gotta get that shit out of the way early. Listen, buddy, you are dating an anxious prick. And I just want you to know that. So she knew I was fucking crazy. We're driving somewhere. Who fucking knows? I don't know where the fuck we're going. We're going somewhere. We're driving along, and she's like, does that say penis? And I was like, oh fuck. I'm looking around like, what's going on here? And I looked at the dash like, oh, yes, it does. What'd you think about that? I drew that myself one day. She's like, oh, just making sure. All right. I like that reaction. Little chuckle. Didn't give a fuck. The crazier thing happened, like, later on that night, I was taking her home. We're parked outside her place. Like, she's got her roommates and shit are inside. So we're not going in. We're just sitting in the car. And, you know, she's getting her shit together. She's got fucking bags and book bags and all this, you know, whatever the fuck we got going on. And I don't know. And then she's putting her hands, like, all over the fucking dash, like, you know, fucking bracing herself. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, your bag's in the back seat. And it's like we're going fucking spelunking here. Like we're going scuba diving. You're fucking doing like backflips over the seat. Just put the fucking seat down and grab your fucking bag, for God's sakes. What's going on here? You know, she gathers up all her stuff. And she says, as she's about to leave, I'm sorry about your penis. And at this point, I'm, wait, what? The fuck, did he say something? What do you mean you're sorry about my penis? I'm looking down like, the fuck's going on here? I don't know what sorry about your penis means. I'm pretty fucking terrified at this point. Like, what the fuck did you just do? God damn it! You know what she sent that for? She fucking put her hand across the dash and accidentally rubbed out the word penis. She was apologizing for ruining my artwork. I'm checking my fucking unit, looking down at my balls, thinking that, like, oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is happening here? And, you know, just did some unintentional cleaning. It was a nervous moment. We got through it. We survived that. That awkwardness, we got through that awkwardness okay. Maybe we didn't get through that awkwardness okay. Maybe the fact that a grown-ass 34-year-old man writing penis in dust on his goddamn car dash, maybe it's a deal-breaker. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not dating anybody right now. And I'm wondering if my penis habits, drawings, not units, are part of the problem. Anyway, what do you think? You can tweet me your thoughts, and maybe I'll tweet back. I've tweeted back at somebody. @JohnsonHateYou.